Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you lovingly by Modern Campground. Today we take you on a captivating journey to the heartland of the United States, nestled within the rugged beauty of North Dakota. Here, amidst the untouched wilderness and the spectacle of nature, dwells an extraordinary man managing an equally extraordinary place, the Serenity Vale Campground. Our host for today's tale is none other than the charismatic and intrepid owner of Serenity Vale, Mr. Ephraim Beauchamp. A man of the soil, Ephraim is as fascinating as the land he oversees, his radiant personality mirroring the vibrant colors of Serenity Vale's phenomenal fall foliage. He is a man in tune with nature's harmonies, his spirit echoing the audacious call of the wild, his heart beating to the rhythm of the changing seasons. Now imagine a man of such character, in a place of such bewitching beauty, faced with a challenge that could potentially cast a shadow on the charm of his cherished campground. Ephraim Beauchamp, the guardian of Serenity Vale, found himself standing on the precipice of such a predicament. With the approach of autumn, nature began her silent symphony at Serenity Vale. The leaves began their mesmerizing transformation, their green hues gradually surrendering to the fiery reds, radiant oranges, and vibrant yellows. However, this visual extravaganza, although a treat to the eyes, brought forth an unexpected challenge for Ephraim and his beloved campground. But, as you will soon discover, Ephraim Beauchamp is not one to be easily undone. Join us today as we delve into Ephraim's narrative of the challenge that threatened to mar the fall spectacle at Serenity Vale, and how this spirited man rose to the occasion, turning obstacles into opportunities. This is a tale of resilience, resourcefulness, and the relentless pursuit of beauty. So sit back, relax, and let yourself be swept away by the intriguing saga of the Campground Fall Foliage Hike, celebrating the changing seasons at Serenity Vale.
Autumn has always been my favorite season here at Serenity Vale, but a few years back, the charms of fall nearly became a major catastrophe for my campground. The vibrant colors of the foliage are a sight to behold, drawing out a myriad of visitors seeking to enjoy the picturesque scenery. But with this influx of visitors came an unexpected issue. The marked trail that wound through the best of the autumn beauty was unable to accommodate the surging crowds, leading to off-trail wanderings, which in turn threatened the very foliage they were there to admire, not to mention the potential safety hazards. My assistant Clementine and I noticed the trampled undergrowth, the litter left behind, and the way the serenity of the place was somewhat marred. What was once a peaceful sanctuary was becoming a crowded and noisy hotspot. The challenge was to protect the pristine nature of Serenity Vale, without denying our visitors the joy of the fall foliage. I pondered several potential solutions. One was to limit the number of guests allowed into the campground each day. Another was to create more trails, spreading out the visitors and reducing the strain on the main trail. A third, and initially most daunting, involved establishing guided hikes during peak times to discourage off-trail wandering and promote responsible enjoyment of nature. After giving it much thought, I decided on a combination of the second and third options. Limiting the number of visitors seemed too harsh, potentially driving away the very people we wanted to share the beauty of Serenity Vale with. By creating additional trails, we could accommodate more people while easing the pressure on our main trail. The guided hikes would ensure our visitors stayed on the trails, appreciated the beauty around them responsibly, and gained a deeper understanding of the delicate balance in nature we were trying to maintain. Implementing this solution, however, was not without its challenges. Creating new trails involved thoughtful planning to avoid damaging sensitive areas and ensuring the routes still offered breathtaking views of the foliage. We also needed to train our guides, focusing not just on safety, but also on fostering an appreciation of nature's fragility and beauty. In the beginning, we faced resistance from some visitors who missed the freedom of exploring on their own. But our guides, armed with knowledge and stories about Serenity Vale, managed to engage them and turn the guided hikes into memorable experiences. We also found that families especially appreciated the guided hikes, as they offered an educational component for their children. The impact on our campground has been deeply positive. Not only were we able to protect the beauty of Serenity Vale, but we also significantly enhanced the visitor experience. The new trails have spread out the crowds, preserving the tranquility of the area, The guided hikes have become highly popular, with some visitors returning specifically for them. One of the most important things we've learned through this experience is the significance of engaging visitors in the preservation effort. Turning them from mere spectators into active participants in protecting the campground's natural beauty has been a game changer. We've also found that sharing our knowledge about the flora and fauna of Serenity Vale has deepened our visitors' appreciation of the place, making them more careful to respect the environment during their visits. In the end, the challenge of the fall foliage turned into an opportunity, not just to preserve our beloved campground, but to enhance its appeal and provide a richer, more fulfilling experience for our visitors. The annual spectacle of autumn at Serenity Vale remains a breathtaking sight, but now it's also a celebration of nature's resilience, of our community's commitment to preservation, and the joy of sharing this wondrous spectacle with others.
As we close the chapter on Ephraim Beauchamp's engrossing tale of transformation, we are left with a profound sense of admiration and a host of invaluable lessons. Here, in the heart of North Dakota, within the embrace of Serenity Vale, we have witnessed the power of resilience, ingenuity, and a deep love for nature. Ephraim's story is a testament to the fact that challenges are but stepping stones to progress, opportunities masked as obstacles. The core takeaway from this engaging narrative revolves around a simple but potent idea, the idea of responsibility. Responsibility not just to our guests and visitors, but more importantly, to the land we call home. As campground owners and operators, our role extends beyond providing a service. It involves preserving and enhancing the natural beauty and serenity of the landscapes that shelter us. Ephraim's journey teaches us to view every challenge as an invitation to innovate and improve. From the seemingly insurmountable problem of preserving Serenity Vale's fall foliage, Ephraim not only devised a solution that protected the environment, but also enhanced the visitor's experience. His resolve to share this beauty responsibly and his commitment to educating visitors about the fragile balance of nature are lessons that can be applied to any campground facing similar challenges. In the end, it is through such trials and triumphs that we grow, learn, and ultimately create better experiences for those who step into our world. It is these stories, these chronicles of courage, creativity, and care that make the journey worthwhile. Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey and for being a part of the MC Campground Chronicles. We hope Ephraim's story has not only entertained you, but also inspired and enlightened you. Our journey through the captivating world of campgrounds continues with more engaging stories, more lessons, and more adventures. So keep your spirit of exploration alive and your love for nature burning, dear listeners. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and stay tuned for our next episode. Until then, may your campfires burn bright and your trails lead you to extraordinary experiences. Goodbye, and happy camping.